Carol King reporting from Parkland Hospital in Dallas, the same hospital the mortally wounded President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was taken after his assassination Friday. Today, another man is there. 12 doctors are working in Oswald. He is receiving basically the same treatment that President Kennedy received in a nearby emergency room.
They have taken him up to surgery, and that he is, according to our administrator, Mr. Blacker, he is in very serious condition.
This is Bill Hampton in the KBOX newsroom. We go immediately to Dick Moore at Parkland Hospital. Go ahead.
Well, Lee Oswald is dead. Dr. Tom Shires made the announcement in a press conference just moments ago that he died at about 1:06. Again, Lee Oswald, 24 years old, accused assassin of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, died at 1:06 at Parkland Hospital.